This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
In the Eternal City at the Vatican, the Holy Father looks like he's getting better. He was able to attend his Wednesday papal audience. What was the main message of Pope Francis this morning?
John, you're right. He's getting better, he says. And he said that he's still having a hard time speaking. So indeed, an aide from the Secretary of State's office read his text today. And of course, in these last weeks, Pope Francis has been reflecting on what he called essential characteristics of the proclamation of the gospel. And those characteristics were that it should be joyful, that it should be addressed to everyone, and that it should be relevant to our current times. Today, he said that the next characteristic is that it must be proclaimed through the Holy Spirit. Because, as he said, the Holy Spirit is the protagonist of evangelization, who's responsible for the spread of the gospel. He said, in the faith, there isn't a particular pastoral manual to follow, but instead, it's only the Holy Spirit who inspires mission. And without the Holy Spirit, all zeal is in vain and it's false. So he said, if it was only people doing these things on their own, then the word would not bear fruit. Instead, he said that all should imitate the style of the Spirit, which, of course, is marked by creativity, by simplicity. And he asked people to be bold in the Spirit and to have a missionary fire. And when you do, he said, that is proof of fidelity to the Holy Spirit. And he said that when you have the Holy Spirit active in you, in your life, he says, you don't have fear. Instead, you have harmony, you have creativity, and you have unity. And he said that there are some very special words that everyone should keep at the center of all evangelization, of every evangelical effort. He said those words are, Jesus Christ loves me. He gave his life to save me. He now lives at my side to enlighten, to strengthen, and to free. And he suggests saying these things over and over and over. And those are the words that should be said to someone to whom one is evangelizing as well. And so today, Pope Francis invited the faithful to allow the Holy Spirit to be the source of all being, of all work. And he said to remember that the Holy Spirit enlivens and rejuvenates the church. He invited everyone to pray with him, come Holy Spirit, come. And then finally, at the end of the audience, Pope Francis did take the microphone and he urged people in his own voice to continue praying for peace, peace throughout the world, peace in Ukraine, Israel, and Palestine, reiterating the message that he spoke last week, that war is always a defeat, that no one has anything to gain from it except for weapons manufacturers. He asked everyone to not forget to pray for all those who are suffering from the tragedy of war. And he asked everyone especially to pray, in addition to that, for those people in Mexico who were affected by a devastating hurricane that happened over a month ago there. And specifically, he brought up remembering all persons with disabilities in Mexico. And that, of course, is part of his prayer intention for the month of December. And so today he finished his audience, John, by praying to defend the dignity of every person in the world.
Well, Ashley, I'm so glad to hear that the Holy Father felt at least up to say a few words. He didn't read his whole speech there at the Wednesday audience. But I love the reminder of invoking the Holy Spirit. I feel like we're on the same page with Pope Francis, because every morning, in fact, every hour, we always invoke the Holy Spirit with that short little prayer, come Holy Spirit, come.
Yes. And he reminded that that is the way to stoke the missionary fire. And that's going to bring about an evangelical creativity in all of us. And so let's all continue to pray those simple words. Come Holy Spirit, come.
Meanwhile, this coming Friday, December 8th, is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. How is this big feast day for the church going to be celebrated in Roma?
Well, first of all, it is a national holiday, so schools and businesses are in fact closed. And on this day, as we approach this special day, reminding us how Our Lady gave her fiat, Pope Francis today at the audience asked us all to learn from her how to fully trust the Lord, how to give witness to him, and how to demonstrate evangelical love. Now, on the 8th in Italy, it also kicks off various Christmas celebrations. This is when decorations go up, and it's the start of the shopping season in Italy. So to start off the day, Pope Francis will venerate Our Lady by giving her a special gold rose. Now, this is going to be placed in front of the Marian icon, the Salus Populi Romani, the health of Our Lady of the people of Rome. And this is in the Basilica of St. Mary Major. This is the same icon where Pope Francis goes and prays before and after each of his apostolic trips, asking Our Lady for her guidance and protection. And this presentation of the golden rose hasn't been done in 400 years. But the meaning of the rose, the Pope giving the rose, represents an apostolic blessing. And the tradition goes all the way back to the Middle Ages. And over the centuries, golden roses have been given to various monasteries and shrines, and even to prominent personalities in recognition for their commitment to the faith. And so with this, the idea is that Pope Francis will be highlighting the spiritual importance of this particular icon in the life of the Catholic Church. Now, this is not the first time that a golden rose will be placed before this particular icon, Our Lady of the Health of the People of Rome. It was also done in 1551 by Pope Julius III, in 1613 by Pope Paul V, each of whom had a great devotion to Our Lady in that image. And so those two roses, though, there's no trace of them because it's guessed that they were probably stolen during the Napoleonic invasion of the Papal States back in 1797. So after 400 years, it's quite significant that the Pope did this. And when he finishes that, he will carry on. He will continue to a small piazza near Piazza di Spagna. That's near the Spanish Steps. And there he will fulfill a tradition that goes back to 1958, where the Pope will leave a beautiful floral wreath at the base of a column that's dedicated to the Immaculate Conception right there in that piazza. And from there, firefighters will take up that garland of flowers and they'll place it high on top of the statue of Our Lady there on top of that column. And later that night, Rome's Christmas tree will be lit. So the Christmas tree, which is usually right in the center of the city, right there in Piazza Venezia, and this year is going to be in Piazza del Popolo. And that's because there's all kinds of major works going on right now because there's a new subway line that's coming through Piazza Venezia. So everything is all torn up. It's a $700 million project that's going on right now. But this beautiful tree, which is coming from Como in northern Italy, is going to be lit by our mayor. And he's calling it the start of a beautiful period of light and joy, John.
It sounds extremely festive, a lot going on there in Rome. In St. Peter's Square, the nativity scene this year is going to be a special tribute to St. Francis, who's really credited with that first nativity scene way back about 800 years ago.
Yes. So the next day after the Immaculate Conception, on Saturday the 9th, the Vatican's Christmas tree will be illuminated and the nativity scene will be unveiled. And indeed, the Vatican's going to recall the first living nativity scene. And that was created, just as you brought up, John, by St. Francis. This is the 800th anniversary of his creation of that nativity scene back in Greccio, Italy in 1223. And so this nativity manger is going to have life-size terracotta statues, that one of which will actually show St. Francis, as well as some of the people who helped him to recreate that first live nativity scene. And the crib scene is going to come from the Italian Diocese of Rieti. So the Vatican's Christmas tree will be set up right next to it. It's a silver fir that's coming from the North Italian province of Cuneo. and it's about 80 feet high. It's going to be decorated this year with thousands of edelweiss, those beautiful white mountain flowers that are native to the Italian Alps. So these have been grown in a nursery just for this purpose. So again, on Saturday the 9th, this tree will be illuminated and the beautiful nativity scene evoking the first nativity scene created by St. Francis 800 years ago will be unveiled.
It sounds fantastic. Meanwhile, what about today? How are Italians, and especially in the city of Puglia, celebrating St. Nicholas Day?
Oh, that's great that you brought that up, John, because it's a very, very special day for those citizens of Puglia, in fact. So the St. Nicholas is the patron saint of Bari, which is the capital of Puglia there. And inside of the city of Bari are the bones of St. Nicholas. He's the patron of the city. So therefore, people have come since 4 o'clock this morning to line up to go and venerate those bones. Now, the reason that St. Nicholas's bones are there, the story goes that back in 1087, 60-some sailors sailed to Turkey, stole the bones, and brought them back to Bari. And since then, on this feast day, people will come to spend time and to pray, especially for protection of their beloved city and of their families. So to get in the spirit on this special day, from early the wee hours of the morning, as people started arriving, they're serving hot chocolate there. There are shepherds that are playing these rural instruments. There's even a man who comes dressed in bishop's robes, reminding us of St. Nicholas himself. Now, the first mass of the morning, the dawn mass is at 5 a.m., and then masses continue throughout the entire day. And it's also a special place, especially for single women, because there's a special tradition that dedicated prayers through the intercession of St. Nicholas will help you find your husband. So women will go in and even leave a list of criteria there for St. Nicholas when they go and venerate his remains there at his tomb. And in the meantime, when everyone goes home, they'll enjoy the tradition of a special bean soup that they'll have today, the many beans to remind of the abundance of blessings of St. Nicholas on the town of Bari. And they also bake a special bread that one of the prime ingredients is a lemon peel inside, which gives it this wonderful lemon zesty flavor. And the lemon breads are then blessed by a priest and shared with family and friends, John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.